היי, כאן מאירה אשר מרדיו ארט 106. כל שבת בחצות אני משדרת כאן בקצה שתי תוכניות מאת רשת רדיו הבינלאומית. אני ממליצה להיכנס לאתר של radia.fm כדי להכיר את הנטוורק המעניין הזה שחברות בו למעלה מ-30 תחנות רדיו עצמאיות מרחבי העולם. בחצי השעה הראשונה תשמעו את תוכנית השבוע החדשה של רדיה. ובחצות וחצי תוכנית שבחרתי מהארכיב הגדול של רדיה. האזנה טובה.
Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Last winter, France experienced the longest strike in its modern history. Launched in opposition to a pension reform project, the strikers' demands very quickly joined the sectors already struggling in a deleterious socio-economic context. Health, justice, university, transport, energy, arts, education and media converged in the street with the Gilets jaunes, a kind of yellow vest that had been demonstrating and occupying roundabouts for more than a year. Many alliances are formed. Lawyers take up the song of the yellow vest. Strikers from Radio France investigate a strike by cleaning women. Queer collectives defend the striking bus driver fired for homophobic insult. Even artists join the leading procession that precedes the unions in the streets and form the majority of the demonstrations. This social movement is a multitude that agrees on one thing: to get over with Macron and his world. Only the containment due to the coronavirus will put an end to this political sequence, and the reform will finally be suspended. This episode of Radia is a subjective attempt to put this moment in sound. I have mixed recordings made during demonstrations, sound creation, and political reflections, all assembled to illustrate the bubbling political atmosphere and sonic environment of this period. Good listening.
What it means when bodies come together.
Judith Butler.
To protest or to assert certain kinds of demands or to object to certain social conditions. And in the last years, I've been particularly interested in demonstrations against precarity or sometimes in the European context, demonstrations against austerity. They're obviously referencing fiscal policies that produce rather stark economic consequences for a vast number of people. In general, the right of public assembly, which has been with us for some time and I think was originally posited as a right on the part of laborers to assemble and decide whether or not they wanted to be part of a union or to assemble to decide and negotiate their wages. That right of assembly has often been understood as an abstract right without thinking about the fact that it requires bodies to come together, and it's a right that is a right about that presupposes mobility, the freedom to gather and the freedom to speak. Rights of assembly struck me as different from rights of association or indeed rights of free expression. They fundamentally involve the body in a collective embodied set of acts. I think Foucault is perfectly right, but I think I'm probably meaning something very different from the concept of sovereignty that he had in mind. I mean, the sovereignty of the king is, of course, the sovereignty of the unified figure, the human figure that stands for state power and that is state power. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's possible to model state sovereignty on the implicit or explicit figure of the king. But when you have when you talk about popular sovereignty, it seems very different. The people who exercise popular sovereignty are a unified subject. In my view, they are not a unified subject. Mm-hmm. There's no way they're unified. They're a discordant and cacophonous set of voices and demands that nevertheless can coalesce in the exercise of popular sovereignty. So one question is whether the idea of sovereignty, even in popular sovereignty, is so wedded to the idea of a unified master subject like the king, that we can't use it. It's too contaminated by that history. But what if we think about distributed sovereignty? What if we think about shared sovereignty? What do we think about divisible sovereignty? It can simply be a way of naming that complex situation in which rights of political self-determination are exercised without there being a presumption of a unified subject who's exercising them.
Thank you. Le pouvoir, c'est des relations. Le pouvoir, ce n'est pas une chose. Une relation entre deux individus et une relation qui est telle que l'un peut conduire la conduite d'un autre.
Michel Foucault.
Déterminer la conduite d'un autre. La déterminer volontairement en fonction d'un certain nombre d'objectifs qui sont les siens. Autrement dit, quand on regarde ce qu'est le pouvoir, c'est l'exercice de quelque chose qu'on peut appeler le gouvernement, au sens très large. On peut gouverner une société, on peut gouverner un groupe, on peut gouverner une communauté, on peut gouverner une famille, on peut gouverner quelqu'un. Et quand je dis gouverner quelqu'un, c'est simplement au sens que l'on peut déterminer sa conduite en fonction de stratégies, en utilisant un certain nombre de tactiques. Donc, si vous voulez, c'est la gouvernementalité, au sens large, entendu donc comme ensemble des relations de pouvoir et techniques qui permettent à ces relations de pouvoir de s'exercer, c'est cela que j'ai essayé d'étudier, comment est-ce qu'on a gouverné les foules. Alors, c'est certain que cette gouvernementalité n'a pas cessé, d'un certain point de vue, de devenir plus stricte au cours des âges. Le pouvoir dans un système politique comme ceux qu'on a connus au Moyen-Âge, ces pouvoirs, entendus au sens donc le gouvernement des uns par les autres, étaient finalement assez lâches. Le problème, c'était de faire le prélèvement fiscal qui était nécessaire, qui était utile ou qu'on voulait. Bon, ce que les gens faisaient dans leur conduite quotidienne n'était pas très important pour l'exercice du pouvoir politique. Il est venu un moment où ça a été très important.
En revanche, une des tâches qui me paraît urgente, immédiate, avant même toute autre chose, c'est celle-ci. On a l'habitude, du moins dans notre société européenne, de considérer que le pouvoir, il est localisé entre les mains du gouvernement et il s'exerce par un certain nombre d'institutions bien particulières qui sont l'administration, la police, l'armée. On sait que toutes ces institutions-là sont faites pour transmettre les ordres, les faire appliquer et punir les gens qui n'obéissent pas. Mais je crois que le pouvoir politique, il s'exerce encore, il s'exerce en outre, de plus, par l'intermédiaire d'un certain nombre d'institutions qui ont l'air comme ça, de n'avoir rien de commun avec le pouvoir politique, qui ont l'air d'en être indépendantes et qui ne le sont pas. Bon, et il me semble que la tâche politique actuelle dans une société comme la nôtre, c'est de critiquer le jeu des institutions apparemment les plus neutres et les plus indépendantes, de les critiquer, de l'attaquer de telle manière que la violence politique qui s'exerçait obscurément en eux surgissent et pour qu'on puisse lutter contre elles. À vouloir tout de suite, enfin si on cherche tout de suite à donner le profil et la formule de la société future sans avoir bien fait la critique de tous les rapports de violence politique qui s'exercent dans notre société, on risque de les laisser se reconstituer même à travers des formes aussi nobles, apparemment aussi pures que celles du syndicalisme anarchiste.
Si l'histoire est le temps, comme elle le prétend, alors le soulèvement est un moment qui surgit de et en dehors du temps et viole la loi de l'histoire.
Hakim Bey.
If history is time, as it claims to be, then the uprising is a moment that springs up and out of time, violates the law of history.
Si l'État est l'histoire, comme il le prétend, alors l'insurrection est le moment interdit. La négation impardonnable de la dialectique, grimper au mât pour sortir par le trou du toit, une manœuvre de chaman qui s'exécute selon un angle impossible dans notre univers.
If the state is history, as it claims to be, then the insurrection is the forbidden moment, an unforgivable denial of the dialectic, shimmying up the pole and out of the smoke hole, a shaman's maneuver carried out at an impossible angle to the universe.
L'histoire dit que la révolution atteint la permanence, ou tout au moins une durée, alors que le soulèvement est temporaire. Dans ce sens, le soulèvement est comme une expérience maximale, en opposition avec le standard de la conscience ou de l'expérience ordinaire. Mais de tels moments donnent forme et sens à la totalité d'une vie.
History says the revolution attains permanence, or at least duration, while the uprising is temporary. In this sense, an uprising is like a peak experience, as opposed to the standard of ordinary consciousness and experience. But such moments of intensity give shape and meaning to the entirety of a life.
Vous allez dire que ce n'est que le conseil du désespoir. Qu'en est-il alors du rêve anarchiste? De l'État sans État, de la commune, de la zone autonome qui dure, d'une libre société, d'une libre culture. Allons-nous abandonner cet espoir pour un quelconque acte gratuit existentialiste ? Le propos n'est pas de changer la conscience, mais de changer le monde.
You will argue that this is a council of despair. What of the anarchist dream? The stateless state, the commune, the autonomous zone with a duration, a free society, a free culture. Are we to abandon that hope in return for some existentialist act gratuit? The point is not to change consciousness, but to change the world.
J'accepte cette juste critique. Je ferai cependant deux commentaires. Premièrement, la révolution n'a jamais abouti à la réalisation de ce rêve. La vision naît au moment du soulèvement. Mais dès que la révolution triomphe et que l'État revient, le rêve et l'idéal sont déjà trahis. Je n'ai pas abandonné l'espoir ou même l'attente d'un changement, mais je me méfie du mot révolution.
I accept this as a fair criticism. I would make two rejoinders, nevertheless. First, revolution has never yet resulted in achieving this dream. The vision comes to life in the moment of uprising. But as soon as the revolution triumphs and the state returns, the dream and the ideal are already betrayed. I've not given up hope or even expectation of change, but I distrust the word revolution.
Deuxièmement, même si l'on remplace l'approche révolutionnaire par un concept d'insurrection s'épanouissant spontanément en culture anarchiste, notre situation historique particulière n'est pas propice à une si vaste entreprise. Un choc frontal avec l'état terminal, l'état de l'information méga-entrepreneuriale, l'empire du spectacle et de la simulation, ne produirait absolument rien, si ce n'est quelques martyrs futiles. Ces fusils sont tous pointés sur nous, et nos pauvres armes ne trouvent pour cible que l'hystérie, la vacuité rigide, un fantôme capable d'étouffer la moindre étincelle dans ses ectoplasmes, une société de capitulation réglée par l'image du flic et l'œil absorbant de l'écran de télé.
Second, even if we replace the revolutionary approach with the concept of insurrection blossoming spontaneously into anarchist culture, our own particular historical situation is not propitious for such vast undertaking. Absolutely nothing but a futile martyrdom could possibly result now from a head-on collision with the terminal state, the mega-corporate information state, the empire of spectacle and simulation. Its guns are all pointed at us, while our meager weaponry finds nothing to aim at but a hysteresis. a rigid vacuity, a spook capable of smothering every spark in an ectoplasm of information, a society of capitulation ruled by the image of the cop and the absorbent eye of the TV screen.
Of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.
Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Radio.
The signal.
Va fi corner, dragi ascultători.
He comes in and he faded. He comes and he fades.
Sort of like a glow coming through me. And the signal is able to carry.
Radio, we can communicate with people from everywhere in countryside, you know, in the mountain, you know. Yes.
Come on, by itself. The deeper voice is telling you
in a position where I'm unable
get
to
out
connect
of my way.
With others personally.
A tone that is different.
Can you imagine?
Smoother and then so quieter, so far away.
I can't be as forceful as you are.
And I cannot have any kind of wind. This one comes
back. That's soft.
The deeper voice is telling
is.
You
not
to get out of my way.
That can actually carry my voice.
And beginning.
The mountain blocks the signal. The mountain blocks the signal.
Thank you.
heard by very, very few. Able to connect. Connect. Whilst being carried. To the signal.
Now he comes up, and then I can't get it out.
A physical, invisible signal. If you think of a signal, the signal is you.
Radio mean a lot for me.
At last, ears that the signal bounces off of is you. Sort of like a glow coming through me, because I'm able to put out and the signal's able to carry.
Verschiedene Abteile entlang des Körpers sind offen. Eine auf die Nase des Flugzeugs montierte अर्थात इन्कमिङ टार्गेटको लेबल छ सशस्त्रीय बिमले लक्ष्य अग्रिग्राम अर्थात् टार्गेट अक्युजेसन प्रतिनिधित्व गर्छ सेन्सरको छेउमा अर्थात् हतियार प्रणाली लेबलको दुईवटा ट्र्याक्टर र एउटा ट्रक राखिएको छ अर्को चित्रको शैलीमा
A thermal image maps a volcanic island mound into
Парковка в Плотну, в Плотну расположена, к земле, которая похожа на пустыню. Белый прицеп, он колеблется между пятью диагонально замаркированными парковками. Впереди прицепа находятся четыре оранжевых конуса, которые расположены на асфальте. Белая машина для гольфа, красный вагон запаркованный рядом. Несколько антенн прицепленные, привинченные на серую монтировку на крыше трейлера. Раскладная лестница приделана
一滴牛奶滴落，形成皇冠的影像。
When peace like a river attended my way, when sorrows like sea billows whoa,
I can't get it back until he decides to come on by itself. A tone that is different
if you could just picture a signal in the air. And using the
and I couldn't have any control when this one come up.
Direct communication through these signals.
Whatever, my Lord, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul.
This is about beginning.
Determine whether it is true or false.
That's fine, it's good.
Sounds that you can't see.
Radio.
It's beyond my wildest dreams. I'm absolutely beaming. Sort of like a glow coming through me.
This is a story about a family secret and what happened when it came into the light.
The Book of the Generation of Jesus Christ, the Son of David, the Son of Abram.
He claimed to do this supernaturally, using the magic seer stones. When he was 14, he said later, God appeared to him one day in a pillar of light in the woods. Also, he remembered even later Jesus.
The uncut penis of Jesus.
We lived in the middle of nowhere in a tent. We
We woke up in the snow. We woke up in the heat, in the desert. We woke up with bears. I love living in a tent. I would think that is a very perfect home.
We are anonymous. Over the years, we have been watching you. Your campaigns of misinformation, suppression of dissent, your litigious nature, all of these things have caught our eye. With the leakage of your latest propaganda video into mainstream circulation, the extent of your malign influence over those who trust you, who call you leader, has been made clear to us. Anonymous has therefore decided that your organization should be destroyed. For the good of your followers, for the good of mankind, for the laughs, we shall expel you from the internet and systematically dismantle the Church of Scientology in its present form. We are anonymous. We are legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget.
You know, he's a masochist, and I am a sadist with masochists, so I'm almost sort of like a service top.
It's 7 o'clock this morning. I took half a tab of acid that I brought up from Brooklyn. I bought it from my friend's husband, who sold it to me for $10 a tab.
At some point, the girlfriends, both very pretty, took off their clothes and remained naked for hours, which was awesome.
When I'm lying in bed, I sort of feel all right, I sort of don't. I just was thinking that you're always very good to me. I don't really give a lot. You certainly give me a lot, and I don't really give much in return, I guess.
Good sound.
That's an entrance.
The pitter-patter of little feet. Hi, everyone. I'm Winston Churchill. I will be late for my own funeral.
Well, listen real closely.
What radio art is and what it might be and all those sort of things.
With a broad spectrum of people.
Oh, I thought you were signaling to me.
But radio, no, I have to have it.
Anything, basically.
In your relationship to radio art. Party.
Objects and sound and text and something in between in sound.
The narrative of the
sounds of music that I like to find.
Facts or non-facts read to you, and you have to determine whether it is true or false.
I find it an art form that's really not only connecting people, but it frees people as well.
You know, I'm interested in that type of communication across boundaries between people, between species, and then also radio as a medium for sharing environmental messages.
So radio does free you to be able to do other things.
But not today. Right.
It might hurt, yeah.
And then guess who?
Thank you to the Sigma.
The mountain blocks the signal.
Radio, we can communicate with people from everywhere in countryside, you know.
It doesn't stay in one place. So the voice is going up and down and left and right.
Physical, invisible signal.
Across boundaries.
Think of a signal. The signal. Is you.
Entlang des Körpers sind sehr verletzt. Jupiter, Kleiner, Auframpo, Banana, Sucrano, Salz, Dosli, Miesel, Potalagi, Bittigi. Die Pauni dient so.
Smoother and then so quieter, so far away.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.